Okay, this is Maximum Awesomeness and amazing.
Take two,
and we're all here amazingly. And you can't just you have to talk, Quinby. You can't just poke the computer screen.
Okay. Here's the intro. We want to get this over with because we only have a limited time. Where we've been? Home.
Well, no, we've been gone since April, and I know we've
and
gone.
And then we went to school.
Yeah, April.
Oh. We have lives. April. We have lives.
Yes, we do.
Oh, darn it!
Said my name already.
What are we, 33 poor, seconds in?
Yeah, but poor Mr. McLeod, our sponsor in school.
You have to beep it out. Now yes. You have to beep that out again.
I do have to beep it out.
Beep out
okay, but
I
the
say.
Point is, we're at school after school because this is the only time we can actually organize ourselves.
Okay, so then
and I've been working my butt off for a long time.
I've done nothing.
Tim, yeah, you've done absolutely nothing. None of you have. And we have somebody who's coming here just to stalk us and sit there.
Okay, we have to actually get through this. Okay, I'm just going to skip some of this.
Oh, new monthly times. We're going to have
once a month.
Monthly instead of weekly because weekly won't work.
Yeah.
As you can see from not being here since April.
Yeah.
You know?
So, but we do have a planned time.
We have planned times all the
Jules
time.
Jules won't be here every time.
Yeah, because she has dance.
I'll be here sometimes.
But since it's only monthly, so you'll probably be able to make
okay,
more
problem with the website last time.
Oh, yeah, there was a problem. I didn't pay for the website, I don't have your cuts, but I didn't pay everything, so they canceled it. So they also canceled our personalized emails, the maxawesomeness.com ones.
So we have to redo it
and we lost a bunch of your emails.
But we've been getting your Gmail.
Yeah, we've been getting the Gmail ones. So just
which is awesome.
Yeah,
so thank you.
Okay,
keep sending them to maxawesomeness@gmail.com.
So we have to get on with this. Whack. Okay, we're going to.
No, okay.
Oh, wait, we still have more. What we've been doing. Nothing.
Yeah, you have lives, right?
Yeah, what happened to we have lives?
Well, no, just basically hanging out, going to school.
Yeah, something. I went on vacation like thousands of times.
Okay, so
summer.
Now we got to start with the actual stuff.
Can I read this email?
No,
that's later.
Okay.
But
okay.
First, we're
so
going to start
thing,
with...
So here's the first thing. Whack
book
title.
Five.
With
book five.
Okay,
no,
book five was
don't read
amazing.
The list. We can just...
Okay, the weird
I like
title.
Book five, too.
The weird title. The title because the book
it
was...
It was kind of dumb because
no,
it's just a random... You can't just... In the middle of a series, name it something epic like Max.
Like, but the next book's gonna be called Fang, so he's starting like that. Run out of
what they
ideas.
Should have done. What they should have done is made like the first book, like, but no, but the thing
the
about
the first book was Angel.
But no, but the
thing
Angel
experiment, but it wasn't called Angel.
But the thing about it was that it made sense, but they should have had one book for each of the characters.
But no, but it's gonna be hard to do something like for Gazzy.
Yeah, I mean, it was sort of a smart idea, but at the same time, it was sort of a stupid idea because the Max book was a good title, and Fang will also be a good title because I mean they're both the main characters.
Yeah,
I mean I guess Fang, you know, sort of, but I mean it was a good idea, but I mean it was sort of a little bit of a surprise, especially
it was,
since
it was
he
too random.
Didn't he change the name?
Yeah, it was originally supposed to be called Water Wings, which
that
would get why he changed it because.
Yeah.
No, but you know, book six was supposed to be... You don't have to read the list.
I won't read the list. I just like looking at the list.
No, I'm keeping the list because you can't do it right.
Okay, keep on going.
They took it from me. Okay, the fifth book was really good, I think.
I thought it was the best one.
Yeah, it was also my favorite of all of them.
So refresh their memories.
I like the third one. Okay, what did happen in the fifth book? No, I'm just kidding. You can read emails later.
Okay.
Jules.
Not nice. Okay,
just keep on going.
Okay, so
it was a lot more detail in the book.
Okay, so they went to Hawaii and there was something that was killing the fish and the random big monster thing.
That was sort of random.
And Max and Fang finally kissed. Finally, like
it was
really.
Like awkward tension.
No comments. But anyway, what we think about the power development. So Fang and Max getting gills. What do you guys think about
that? That's stupid.
No, that was sort of... He had to do that because, I mean, Angel and all of them were getting such amazing stuff, but the...
Yeah,
you
I'm
know,
glad
they,
finally...
They were left behind. So
new.
But he should have done something that was only Fang and Max had together.
Yeah.
Like, and they had to be together to do it.
Oh.
And that would have been really cool because they'd have to be the...
I thought
sure.
that Iggy
no,
seeing feeling colors was really awesome.
Yeah.
I thought that was the
no,
best.
No, but I think it's pretty much they develop stuff when they're under pressure. So basically when they're on 5 million tons of water, they... No, we're only going to use the list when we run out of the first topic, okay? Sorry, random digression. shut up.
Our stalker.
Anyway.
I am not a stalker.
His name is Cool Hair.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Okay. But, yeah, so basically, I guess it means that they develop powers under pressure.
But, so, I mean, it was... I mean, the thing about the author is that it's very... not very well thought out. I mean, like, the things... Okay. No, honestly! Cool, like,
seriously, like, Harry Potter was...
Yeah, I know, that's what I was saying! Yeah, I know. Harry Potter, they knew what was going to happen from the beginning to the end. And I mean, for the rest of them, you know... It, but for these, it was sort of like, oh, I forgot to add this, and I forgot to add that, and all that kind of stuff. And yeah. So it was sort of annoying.
Yeah.
Next topic.
It was just bad. I didn't like the whole thing about Max and Fang getting together. I thought it was stupid.
No, because...
I think they should break up.
No, because, no, the whole thing about it was that this is not just supposed to be an action-packed
movie. For first-time listeners and Mr. McCloud, who might be listening, Max
Again.
Is a girl.
Again.
Max is a girl.
Now you have to cut it out.
So
Max is a girl. Don't worry. nothing against homosexuals. We don't mind you at all.
But no, but, no, okay, no, but, okay, the thing about it is that this was not supposed to be a fully action, this is not supposed to be so,
I mean, if you've read any of his other novels, he doesn't do action as much.
I mean, so this is supposed to appeal to girls, like, you see, like, me and Jules were reading this, and I mean, we wanted it, we were like, I mean, like,
there are
two, you know, people that they're about the same age, and I mean,
it's like Twilight.
I mean, yeah, it's like... shut up!
Twilight.
Twilight. Hey!
Yeah, no, okay, no, it's a phenomenon that has gone way out of hand. Twilight, okay, but back on topic.
I hated Twilight.
Let's talk about the cast.
I've read the series like 4 times.
No, wait, okay, what's
yeah,
the next
well,
thing?
Yeah, well, you're weird.
I love that
comparison
series.
To other characters in other shows.
No, okay. You have to stop reading the list. That's my job.
I want to read. Okay, so I compare. I lost.
Oh wait, you know what? Since Queen Bee was managing the list and we skipped over the entire intro, I forgot to mention that we have until 4:30 to do this. So basically, an hour and 15 minutes. And
no,
we'll probably stop before that.
No, we have to 4:10.
4:30 is when we leave. 3:10 or...
Wait, are you guys going on the late bus?
Yeah, I have to go on late bus.
Yeah,
oh,
late
are
bus.
You on my late bus?
I'm on late bus 8, but...
What? 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I'm coming with you, then my
4:10.
4.
Yeah.
4?
Yeah.
We leave at 4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we have
to... Well, that call to, like, 4:10 now.
That's what I thought.
4:10. We have until, like, 4:05. So let's relax.
It doesn't matter, sorry.
Okay,
our listeners don't care.
Okay, I want to compare the... What I think Max is sort of like... I know this is going to be like... This is so obvious.
I mean, Queen Bee, we have to beep out again.
She's a lot like Harry Potter because very arrogant.
Arrogant.
Yeah, I think so.
Do you even know what that word means?
Sort of. Be quiet. No, I do. No, she thinks too highly of herself.
Who? Max?
Max.
Sorry, I'm getting distracted.
I think she thinks...
Can we talk about the cast now?
No,
this is book 5 episode mostly, but since Queen Bee is rushed through it...
Okay, no, but no, I honestly think...
Let's summarize the book. Just do that.
Oh, yeah, okay, so they went to Hawaii and...
You already did this, you know
Queen,
that.
Yeah, Queen Bee brought the book, so let's read a passage.
Can I find an excerpt? You guys would read everything. Okay, keep
well,
talking.
That's because you're busy carry decorating on. Some yeah. girl's book.
My friend, thank you very much.
No, okay... I think I'm not going to compare the characters. I think that that's a bad idea. I think I'm going to give the attributes more like. And I know what that word means, okay? So,
Okay, what does it mean then?
It means characteristics. Characteristics.
What does that mean?
It means qualities.
What does that mean?
Okay, you know what? It means lots of meanings. No, I think that Fang is a little emo, obviously, but I also think that he's,
I don't think he is.
No, he seemed very dark.
I thought he was, and then I came to this school, and then I've met so many people that aren't, but they, like, dress like that, and it's not.
No,
like
but no,
that.
Okay, how, okay, you can't see how Fang dresses, so I guess,
but
yeah.
But they tell you. Come
closer. Okay, yeah.
Come closer.
They tell you.
They tell you.
That was loud. That was too
okay,
close.
But I think that Fang is sort of one of those, like, shy, like, my dad, he's like, Like, once you get to know him...
Comparing Fang to your dad?
No, like, okay, like, at first, at the first view, he sort of looks like, you know, the shy, awkward kind of man that wants to go sit in the corner and read. But then once you... Okay, be quiet! But when you actually want... But when you actually, like, know him, like, closely, he's one of those, like, the weirdest people that you'll ever meet in your life, okay?
Like, I read wild and the happy. Third book recently. I think I actually even brought it. I don't like Fang very much. He's kind of...
He's my favorite character.
No, we like him. We like him because of the
description.
Romantic tension.
I think he's a jerk.
He is.
I don't think he is.
He's like one of those people that... I have a friend like that. He's just like... He thinks too highly of himself and he's just like...
I have a friend like that too.
I mean, he thinks too highly...
I have a bunch of friends like that.
Okay,
we've talked about this friend before.
He thinks... No, I don't know if we're right, but I think he thinks too highly of himself and he's a little bit, you know, self-confident in a bad way. Okay.
Now self-confident.
You have to love him anyway. Like.
Okay, but yeah, I know. He's just like...
No, he's just like, choose him or me. And he's just mad because Max won't do what he wants.
I mean, okay.
He's
so
just
next
getting
character.
Tired of beep, being bossed
okay,
around by a girl.
Angel.
Oh, yeah, great. Mine's
she's a little
light.
Bit... Okay, what I like... I'm playing with the bathroom.
Shut up, Cool Air.
Cool Air. Okay, I think
we
that...
We have to really stop laughing because I don't even know if they can understand what we're saying because we're
that,
pretty much laughing
okay,
way too
I think
much.
That the thing with Angel... Is that
I think she's evil. End of discussion.
I think what the author did was really made her way too, like, she seems, you know, way too sweet, way too nice, way too kind, way too, you know, cool and powerful and awesome than she should be. I honestly, I would like the book more if maybe, like, something like Iggy was being more, I don't know, was being more of the cool, awesome, superpower one. Because, I mean, I personally...
I found her a brat, actually, in the last book. Because she kept getting in Max's way.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole thing about her.
Did she get any new powers this time?
Yeah, she can talk to fish.
Yeah, I know.
That wasn't this time, though. That was from the first book.
But, I mean...
She can change her appearance.
No. It's
that was from the fourth book.
No. This is going to sound really weird, but I think the author is actually favoring her. Which is really weird.
I bet the author has a daughter.
No, actually, you know, he has a son that's, I think, a little bit younger than us, but which is actually why
he's probably, like, Iggy.
Okay, let's go on to Iggy.
Well, no, can I first?
Okay, you have to
You know, let's finish talking about the characters,
Iggy.
And we'll talk about the other
Iggy books. And Gazzy, I'm going to combine them because they're not that much. They are just extra characters because they needed...
And Nudge,
they just needed those characters.
I hate Nudge. I hate that she left the fog. I hated that. Because then she's I want my wings cut off.
I mean, okay.
No, that's...
That's a stupid
idea. Stop talking.
She was...
You can't yell that at a book.
No, but you...
talking at all,
Julie. I threw the book against the wall when Edward left in New Moon.
Oh, jeez. No, I just skipped the pages that, like, some of them.
I threw it against the wall. I'm like... Oh.
And we're talking about Twilight again.
This is an awesome book.
Cool Hair, have you read it?
Shut up, Cool Hair. You don't even have cool hair, so...
Yes, he does. Oh, no, but you use gel now, gel.
I do not use gel.
So you cut it?
It's natural.
So you cut it? Yeah. You were talking...
No, I had to blow dry it like this.
Okay.
Okay.
So there we just... Okay. Then Max. We forgot... Okay. Next.
We have to really slow ourselves down.
Refer to older books. Yes.
Okay. How about we stop interrupting each other?
Okay, refer to older books.
Your turn.
Okay.
Not yours.
No, wait. No, the first...
Whoever has Lizzie's dab gets to talk. And then we're fighting over it.
The first book was a great book. Like, it really got you. Like, you know how, like, that hook sentence in the beginning of, like, a whatever, you know, essay? It's like that.
The club next door is getting on my nerves.
Okay, it's like that, except for in a series. It really grabbed you, and you really, really wanted to see what happens. But then it just went...
It got worse from there, and then the fourth one got better, and then the fifth one...
My favorite one was the... What? I liked
third
the first one.
One
and the third one.
The third
the third
one
was great.
Favorite.
But the only thing is, I reread the third one, as I said, and I'm actually kind of annoyed at some of the things. Because, you know, the laptop...
Yeah.
That's just kind of a plot dump. Like, they get it from iText in the second book. And it's just magically always online because they have satellite link up. It's like he found a way to make something way too easy for them. Like, they just happen to find a magical computer that can, like, always be online, and nobody ever tracks it. It's just got to be.
Yeah, that was... No, when I just first saw that, I'm sort of... I was sort...
I will.
No, I was sort of like, you know... I mean, it's really easy for police and smart people, not like me, that can actually...
I'm with
computers. I mean, I'm not very smart with computers.
I'm smart with computers. Except today in history, because I couldn't figure out how to
zoom. Okay! No, okay, but...
We didn't have computers in it. Oh, right.
Yeah, remember,
no.
And
okay,
you made me close the dock.
Okay, you didn't
stalk.
That
wasn't me, that was the...
But it was sort of... It would be really easy to stalk him. Like, I mean, because there are people, like, have you ever seen the movie Hackers?
I'm not stalking
you. Yeah.
Yeah,
you have to stop talking because you're not part of this cool hair.
Okay, there are people out there that are really like the hackers that can hackers. Okay, hackers is exactly like the name implies. Okay, hackers, but there are people like
hack people.
Yeah, it's really they can actually do that, and it's actually really not that hard for them. So I mean, I'm betting that either the author is going to actually somehow include that someone's stalking them on the computer and, like, okay, or...
But nobody can stalk them because they have this magical computer that is always online and never
or
is tracked.
He is just a weirdo, okay? That's just the two things that I have to say.
One thing that
nice.
I do like
he
is
just
he
a weirdo.
Had, he had them relate to kids and have, like, a blog, because I thought that was... That's, like, my favorite part of the book series.
But all...
It's so cool.
It was pretty cool, but, the other thing... When she got the chip taken out, remember? I forgot that she lost the use of her arm, remember?
Yeah.
But then when they ended up in the school and they were like, the last 5 months have all been a dream, and then it wasn't a dream, and so she gets the scars back, but she also gets her arm back. Like, that was also, like, why even get rid of her arm if you're just going to give it back? And it didn't make sense. The explanation, it was just like, and my arm magically worked, or not magically, but... Somehow my arm worked. It just got a bit annoying.
He's become a little commercialistic too, you know, like
global
warming.
Yeah.
I mean it's great great
and radiation in the Hawaiian.
It's a great thing to like promote and everything, like
but not in a book.
But not in a book like this.
Because this book is supposed to be, you know,
fantasy.
Like romance and, you know, whatever action.
Romance. Well, it wasn't supposed to be a romantic book.
Okay, it ended up to be, okay? God. But I mean it's not supposed to be
Shut up, cool hair.
It's not supposed to be okay, it's not supposed to be a commercial ad in the form of a 500-page book. I don't know. I'm just saying personally.
And the books have gotten shorter, too, but the thing is... But
the fifth one was a lot longer than the fourth one. The fourth one was, like, a joke. It was like 200 pages.
That was mostly, like, a teaser. It's like, hey, you don't have another one for new... Okay.
I don't like the talking dog.
Called falsetto, cool hair.
Okay.
Stop talking.
What did you say before?
Just stop talking.
I don't like the talking dog.
I read a quote that shows that the author is an angel?
Yes.
Okay. I don't like the talking dog, okay?
Excuse me.
Guys, you can't talk about two different subjects at the same time. It's going to confuse our listeners. First Queen Bee goes, and then Jules can. And Cool Hair is not going to talk at all. You don't get a turn.
Why that?
Because you're not special like I am.
Turn.
I have cooler hair than you do, so quiet.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
Miss Indian hair, right?
But she's not Indian, you're Iranian instead. No, the school pictures...
Did you think I was actually Indian?
No. I mean,
what did you think she was? What? She's not white at all.
Time to talk about something related to
I didn't like the talking dog. Because it was, it was like Nudge and Iggy.
Yeah, Toto's annoying.
I mean, he just added something for just the like of dog lovers, okay? Whatever that means, what I just said. But he was sort of in it. Okay, growing wings just really annoyed me. I'm like...
It's like James Patterson is taking every little thing and making it into something that'll make it easier for them. And to focus on the global warming thing. I really don't mind the global warming thing because the first three... I don't know if you look at it, but the first three books are the series The Fugitives. And then fourth and fifth are part of The Protectors. But yeah, I know he just came up with that, but...
I hate how he totally doesn't know what he's, like, plain.
No, he's spastic. Okay, next.
Spastic? That's you.
Spastic? That doesn't even like. Okay,
No, I need to go.
What's your voice
okay.
It's called falsetto. I already told you that.
Okay.
It was an accident.
Okay, guys, we're going to move on. We got are we only
mailbag yet?
Yes.
Okay, Max Mothness mailbag.
Okay, there's one I want to read, and we're going to answer her questions because she seems really Frenchy
can
and awesome.
Can I answer him after?
No, I'm okay. I'm going to read this girl.
This is Lexi's email, by the way.
But we're not going to say her real name.
Guys,
we can't see her.
We already did, but let's actually calm down and not interrupt each other because we might have just been like we might not even be hearable.
Picking her.
And
good idea.
Okay, so let me read this EM.
So and she mentions in there that she wants us to try a French accent. So do you want to try that, Queen Bee?
No,
okay.
No,
go.
But actually you have to be serious about it. Like,
oh, I can't be serious.
What? Ashley.
Actually.
Oh, yeah. We had to beep that out.
You really?
Beep, beep,
well, no, because
beep.
No one knows who that is.
No one knows who Ashley is.
Make a beatbox.
Stop. No, she's not 5'6".
I'm 5'6", and she's like my height.
No, she's not.
Okay.
Because I'm 5'7".
I'm 5'8".
You're not 5'8". You're my height. I grew.
Yes, I'm 5'7".
Where did she say that we should read this in a French accent?
She said in episode 3, Arabia started talking in a very strange accent.
Okay,
wait, to anyone that speaks French out there, isn't je l'aime, I love you? Because I thought it was.
No, it wasn't. No.
Or is je t'aime, or something like that.
Just guessed and said it meant awesome.
No,
I'm sorry.
What does that mean?
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, because you
did maximum awesomeness. Okay, I'm doing my best.
Okay, guys.
Why'd you do it into
you
the
can't,
microphone?
You can't start to read the email until everybody else is shut up.
Okay, now I'll do it because it's...
Okay, now go. Go.
Dear Maximum. Dear Maximum Awesomeness.
This is the lamest.
Bonjour, my name is Alexis Genevieve.
My name is Alexis Genevieve, but I prefer to be called Lexi. I live in Quebec, which is the prominently French area of Canada. I am a strong supporter of Camp Pomacast.
Jack Clouseau.
I know. And for about a year, I have no intention of listening to any other Maximum Lines podcast.
Okay, stop.
Okay, I'm going to read this
no,
now.
No, let's do it normally.
Yeah,
normally.
Okay.
And cool hair. Just seriously,
okay,
stop
can
talking.
I read one question?
No.
Yeah,
you can answer.
No.
Okay, wait.
No.
Okay. Yes, he
no.
can.
I listened. I listened to, but in early September...
We'll start in the beginning because nobody
okay.
heard it because...
Dear Maximum Awesomeness, bonjour. My name is Alexis Genevieve, but I prefer to be called Lexi. I live in Quebec, which is the predominantly French area of Canada.
We know people from Canada.
I'm a strong supporter of Camp
Canada.
Bummercast.
Okay,
and Canada. My dad's French-Canadian.
Okay, Camp Bummercast. And for a year, had no intention of listening to any other Maximum Ride podcast.
You're talking too close to the microphone.
But in early September, I decided to give another podcast a chance. Well, obviously, because Camp Bummercast hasn't done anything
since April of 2007.
Iggy, he's a bendy ruler.
Grade.
Oh, yeah, Iggy. No.
Okay.
He's straight like a ruler, but you can get bent anyone. Oh, we practiced that so many times because it's so...
He's not here.
Mr. McCloud's not here.
He's
just
not here.
Left.
Okay. Hi, Sabrina.
Sorry. Other people just came
okay.
in, so...
I listen to yours in Jelimah. Your podcast is...
Jelimah.
Okay. Your podcast is the next best to Camp Bummercast. Tisk to the other two. I have a few comments and questions for you.
No disrespect to any of the other ones. Though.
Yeah, yeah, really, seriously.
We didn't write this.
We prefer if you don't say favorites because I know...
Less questions. First off, at the end of episode 2, Queen Bee, that's me, said your podcast would be interested in Skyping with listeners. Is that true? Do you intend on doing so?
Yes, we do.
Because it would be a lot of fun to do that because for us, we want to be big superstars. Yes, we want to be that because
like
we're
Charles Trippy.
Yes.
Who's that?
He's the hottest man alive.
What happened to Hugh Jackman? I thought that's who
well,
you guys
well,
liked.
Yeah.
Oh, he's still in.
Okay. Secondly, in episode 3, Arabia.
My sister, remember?
Oh, started
about
talking 5'3". In a very strange accent. To many of my friends, trying to do an American accent is quite entertaining because basically
we typically do it
tres mal, whatever that
means. Tres mal, I think.
Tres mal.
I hope.
I know what mal means because that's the same in Spanish. It means bad.
We were wondering.
Wow.
You didn't say the
no,
N in wondering.
Low,
okay,
stop.
We were wondering if by any chance you could attempt a French-Canadian accent, which I did. Hola!
Hola!
Okay, okay.
Quick,
cool
hands.
We're gonna have to, like, cut this, because okay. Most of it is us just laughing.
Okay, which is stereotyped as sounding like a mixture of old peasant accents used in...
Slow down.
Do you plan to...
Wait, next door's getting mad at us, and they were louder. Oh. Well, next door, just...
They're mad at us.
Wait, they're being big babies because we're lost people. And we're just a few.
Okay, do you plan to put out an episode on the fifth book? No.
More like this was supposed to be it, but it didn't end up that way.
You have told us how Cinders, Queen Bee, and Jules got their nicknames, but how did Aqua and
Slow
Arabia...
Slow down.
How did Aqua and Arabia... Cinders.
Okay,
answer the question. We're gonna answer.
Oh, Aqua and Arabia really just made it up, because Aqua and Arabia have weird imaginations, and... What, me?
Just say, no, answer.
Oh, okay, they don't have any, there's no reason. They just decided. I know that's not the answer that's really satisfying, but they just decided.
Okay, this is...
We're not satisfied.
Cinders. We know that Queen Bee and Jules... Iggy. He's hot. and Jules have feelings for respected characters, but do you?
No. It's that simple.
What happened to your website? Il ne fonctionne pas. Okay, we told you that. Commentary. I agree. Iggy's not gay, obviously. So to all those who you feel a need to argue this point, for Mer LaBouche, also to argue another major point, Fang is not emo. Well, obviously he's not, but he acts. If it is not written in the book, it is not true. It's that simple. Another thing, I agree with Cinders. Angel is not evil. Mr. Chu, Brigitte, and Uber director, iText, etc. They are evil. Angel is... And Angel, that was a good one. She is just very gifted. Though her obsessive receiving of powers is quite getting quite irritated.
Tell
Smart
me about
girl
it.
You are, Lexi. Angel is an angel.
I actually like how she writes this. It's very...
I know, it's actually really...
I bet she's like 85.
Thank you. She's not.
Okay. Cinders trust Ben.
Très bien. Okay. I even know that, and I don't even speak
French. On the iguana theory. When my friends and I heard that we felt that we fell over in laughter, then replayed it on Margaritas. That's
just Marguerite, I think.
Marguerite's iPod like 50 times. That's the amusement of that slumber party. This is so cool. You know why?
This is so long.
No, I never thought that this
it's
would
not
happen.
A bad thing,
no, though. I thought this would be, we're going to be just like one of those people, you know, who make YouTube
that
videos.
Are losers.
Yeah, but we're not, because someone actually laughed at us. Oh, that was crazy.
Mr. McLeod just made a
funny. He did!
I'm not going to beat that out because Mr. McLeod is really right.
Apparently,
actually.
You like odd words. Well, here in Padang, it's common to hear someone explain Tabernak when annoyed.
That sounds like my third period teacher. Her name is Miss Pasternak.
Oh, you know what I say?
She's my gym teacher's sister. It's weird.
I say, okay, my new words is...
Miss Brady.
I say chicken wings a lot now, so just watch out. If you're a vegetarian, suck it up. Okay. when annoyed. Why? I have no clue. It has no meaning. It's just a funny word. It is. Messy. Hope to see you soon. Au revoir.
See you soon.
Okay.
Hear from you soon.
Lexi. P.S. My three best friends, Marguerite, Charles, and Teresa, say bonjour. And if you're curious if Cinders is available, stupid fillies, which means stupid girls in English. I like that. If you ever saw his face, you got your answer.
That's a lie.
P.S. If you were to read my email and my friend's comments on your next episode, that'd be the best thing ever. Au revoir.
That's
well,
a lie.
This is the best
That's
thing ever. My
lie.
Turn.
No, I thought I could read it.
No,
you don't
get
hobo.
To read one.
Hobo Joe.
Can I read two? Because these are really short.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. By the way, those people who are asking if I'm available, depends.
Yeah.
Depends. Oh, you're so
depends
you're
on between what you look like.
10 and 35.
10? What, 10?
You're such a cougar.
I would never date a 10-year-old.
Okay, keep on going. Keep on, read the next one. I'm funny, huh?
Mr. McCloud is laughing at us in the background.
Beep.
Are we semi-entertaining?
I told you. I almost got to skeet. Okay, read them. Read
Can
them.
I read two?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Hola.
Okay. So this is another one from Brad, who Brad has been like our most loyal listener ever. So thank you. Because seriously, Brad, you've emailed us like four times. And I don't know, maybe it wasn't you, but there was a Brad that emailed us like 4 times. And,
to get to the point.
Okay. Hey, first off, are you actually continuing podcasting or are you retired like Camp Bumcraft?
Well, if you're listening to this, there's your answer.
Are you just playing lazy like Maximum 411?
No offense.
They're lazy. We decided to start up again. And we actually set a specific time that we sort of have to do.
It, yeah, because we're not lazy. We just aren't organized.
And we have lives.
Yeah, we have very intense.
Not special centers. Sorry, go.
What?
Keep on going.
I have.
Excuse me.
Very
okay, let her finish. Sort of. Let her finish. Okay.
Don't even.
Not
don't
saying
even go
that
there.
They are truly lazy. They just appear to be lazy podcasters. As you know from my previous emails. Yes, it is the same Brad. I love you, Brad. Okay.
You're gonna start dating Brad. What if he's 10?
He's 5.
I'm a fan and would love to hear another episode. You told me a couple of months ago that you'd be cranking out episodes in the summer. And
that was my fault. I kind of just said that before.
He went to some exotic island, and then
the Bahamas.
She, Queen Bee, went somewhere else, and then I didn't go anywhere. So you know what?
Yeah.
It's
and then
all
I went to Norway.
Fault. Yeah, so you know what?
Which my relatives from Norway are coming here this year for Christmas.
Okay, let's keep on going.
And actually,
okay, here's the thing. There are certain times that we're not going to do that. Like, days we have off. Holidays, ETC, ETC, yeah. Whatever that crap, okay?
We don't do this for profession. Like, if you guys watch YouTube, most of those guys that are, like, on...
They get paid.
They get paid and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
This is, like...
Why does he get paid?
Shut up.
Yeah, he does. He makes
six
stuff.
Figs a year.
What's that?
A lot
$1 million
money.
Dollars or more.
Dude, he's like 15. Stop talking. Okay.
Crazy.
No, but we'd like to do if we got more popular. We'd like to.
Every time you talk, we wish you didn't. So
I don't mind.
Okay, this is why I love Brad, because Brad isn't critical like everyone else. I like all the Maximum Ride podcast too. I was just wondering because, like, all the Maximum Ride podcast, if you listen to all the Maximum Ride the podcast, I'm sure that you have most likely heard one episode of them. But
yeah.
Do you keep up with their current episodes and listen to them?
Sometimes. It depends.
No. I'm subscribed. I just don't get to download.
No, I don't know. Here's the thing.
I don't
Here's
subscribe.
The thing. No, what
I
happens
download
is...
Them,
what it's
I
like,
me too.
Okay, what happens is that most people, they just make one because they're bored. Like, they're bored, and they're
yeah.
like, wow, this would be fun. And then...
We're doing it because we're entertaining. Not
no, but no,
ourselves.
Eventually... no, eventually we might
kidding.
Become the
just
next,
kidding.
Like,
just
I
kidding.
Guess, quote-unquote...
Awesome.
Podcast! No. No, YouTube star. Like, you know, we might, like...
Yeah.
Like, we might do merchandise or something like that if we become popular. Like, right
depends,
now, we probably
really
have...
32 listeners, so...
We have way more than that. We have at least 50 subscribers.
We have, like,
yeah.
100 listeners, right?
That's no, we
not,
have more than that.
That's okay. Okay, that's, like, that's not enough. Once we get... Until
that,
like
we have them all over the world, which is pretty awesome.
We have 563 downloads. And,
what?
Like, 50-something subscribers.
And, I mean, that is really
cool.
Well,
then click
yeah,
subscribe.
Yeah, that is amazing.
I mean, like,
click
because...
subscribe to us.
Okay,
and
keep on going.
Please send us emails, and please comment. Comment on our Facebook, comment on our Twitter, which
we
I just got.
Do you have a Facebook?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a Facebook.
What is
I
Twitter?
Twitter, I don't
oh, yeah,
even
I
know,
it.
Okay?
Oh, but give it to me. I'll Twitter all the time.
Okay, follow us on Twitter. And
okay.
Connect to our page on Facebook. It's not as good as having a person, but I tried to do a person on Facebook, and it didn't work. So I just did it as a page. So you just search Maximum Awesomeness and click on pages and then click
I'll
become a fan.
I'll update on that lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll teach you. I made you an administrator.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you skipped don't one of
them. Don't be back-sassing me,
here,
cool hair.
It's like,
I forgot
let me,
name.
Let me, let me.
No, okay. You
I want to read
I
an
read
email.
Cool hair.
Oh, that's to let you know. I think what we should do right now, we should pause. And because... this time was a lot more scheduled, we should give a little bit about ourselves for the new people who are obviously cool enough
yeah.
to search us.
Oh.
Okay, I'll start because I'm cool.
You're still loud.
Okay.
Yelling right next to
okay.
You. Okay, I'll start.
My name is Queen Bee, but it's not actually my name, but that's what
Queen
I'm
Bizzle.
Yes, that's what I'm gonna be called. Okay, let me just let you know that I'm a pretty hip
cool
person. Hey, just because you think I'm a low life loser, no life.
Mr. Cloud, Mr. McCloud is shaking his head.
Yeah, no, but okay. I'm the closest thing to hippie that you'll get of 7th graders in this area that I live, which I won't mention. Because I have
big hair.
Okay, you know what? Okay, you know what? Just because of my IV
okay,
picture.
My turn.
No, I wasn't done. Okay, I'm not done. I do enjoy, my ideal meal would be lasagna, chocolate pudding, and chocolate milk, and I'm obsessed with the Beatles, and I have Beatles Rock Band, which is pretty awesome, so go and buy it. But don't buy it if it's from Best Buy, because they're a rip-off, and they'll only send you the drums and the microphone stand, and then you'll be a disappointed little 12-year-old child, okay? Okay, and you'll cry a lot because they mess it up.
Oh,
okay.
By the way, it was Queen Bee's birthday on Friday.
Yeah, it was my birthday.
So happy birthday.
So everyone comment and say happy birthday.
Yeah.
I like that.
Oh, and guys, please comment because we do read them. It's not
I'm reading them next.
No, you know what? I haven't read anything.
Okay, no. So. Cinder's time to describe himself.
Okay. I am me.
Oh,
there
wow.
You
that. Come on, your turn.
Okay, so obviously I'm the least cool because, you know, I went last and, you know. Or last is best, you know.
First.
You're not even getting an
You have a hairy chest. First is the worst. Second is the worst. Third is the one with the hairy chest.
You have a hairy
That's
chest.
That's not.
Okay, no, just go. Just keep on talking.
Can I finish now?
That was a hairy chest with meant like a hairy
That's
treasure
the fourth
chest.
One. That's the fourth one.
Shut up, cool hair.
Stop it.
Can no, I you finish beg now? To go. Follow finish. Us
finish.
And.
Finish.
Okay.
My turn. Hello. So. Stop laughing.
Just talk.
Okay. So, I'm pretty awesome.
Talk louder.
Okay. Now it's time to
cool
describe.
Cool hair laugh, it falls over.
Okay, cool hair is,
not cool at all. He's annoying and nobody likes him.
Okay,
I'm
no.
sorry. Let out Queen Bee. That's your name, right?
Yeah. Okay, cool hair he's has cool nice. Hair. He's sort of, he's like mid-height.
Amazing. Awesome.
He's awesome. What? He's wearing a really baggy Steelers shirt right now and has a Steelers jacket.
Yes, Steelers.
Steelers fans are the best in the world. Okay. And
guys, you know what they can hear when you move
really,
around the microphone.
He has really light eyelashes. Yeah.
I have really long eyelashes.
Yeah, I know. They're like really
I've
pretty.
I always have longer eyelashes than girls.
I know. I'm so jealous. Okay. Oh, okay.
Really
never.
Long eyelashes.
Okay. Okay. Let's go.
I do, yes,
okay. Read the next email.
Okay, oh, and just wanted to let you know, this is something, maybe it's a dumb idea, but I came up with it, so it's never dumb.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't even know what it is yet.
Okay.
Maybe I'm but telekinesis.
Maybe.
It's
telepathy. Telepathy. You're so.
No, that's different.
Smart.
Telekinesis and telepathy are two different.
No, exactly. She thought that. Angel is telepathic. That's what she says that she is. Telekinetic is when you can move things with your mind.
Yeah.
Like carry.
So stop saying words you don't know what they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just
really.
Okay, you know what?
Mr. McGlad laughed in the background.
Just because I'm moving. Okay, just read the next email, okay? Just read the next.
Stop screaming.
Just read the next. You should see the little, like, voice bar.
Yeah, it's
okay.
No, you missed it. It's already going by.
Well,
okay.
Talking about my idea.
Okay, read the email.
We are going to. This is going to count as season.
And
the season episodes. Well, I just came up with that later.
Can't season 2 be January of 2010?
No, see, this is season 2, and then it ends in June when we get out of school, and then and
season
3 starts next year.
That makes no sense.
No, we know it. Okay, girls overrule the boys. All who vote in favor of the new season starting January say aye.
Aye!
Say aye! Say aye!
Well, that didn't count.
Say aye. Just
I get to read a question?
Yes!
No!
Aye.
Okay.
He does not get to read
the
question.
Okay, this is the unofficial start of season 1. Or middle
know,
of season
of.
1.
Well,
yeah.
No, you're not.
Yeah, yes, he is.
Yes,
he is.
No, you're not coming every day. Please,
no. I like when Cool Hair is here. Okay, now keep on.
No, but Cool Hair hasn't even
read
the stories. He's just sitting
there. I'll make him read
it. Now I'm going to read it.
No, let him read it. Let him read it.
I'm going to. Okay. This is, you forgot Julia's email. Okay, hi. I was listening to episode 1 reposted, and you said that you emailed people from your school to co-host from Skype, but why not people who email you a lot also? We've already talked about that.
First of all, you don't email us a lot, so email us more!
Don't move the microphone!
She's yelling into the middle of you like...
You're getting on my nerves, Cool Hair. I'm
okay,
going to
cool
put you in timeout if you don't stop.
Go and spank it on the wall!
Okay. What? I'm not spanking
can
you. She can
you,
spank
I'm
you. I don't want
to. Question.
Okay.
Technical difficulty.
Okay. Trying to get back to topic.
Cool Hair, be quiet.
You said that you emailed people from your school to co-host from Skype, but why not people who email you a lot also? I know that another podcast, Mugglecast, did that for people who really like / know lots about Harry Potter. Why not for Maximum Ride? Julia.
Actually, we... Okay. The thing
we
about,
are doing that.
The thing about Skype is that when we
I
do
that... some of that stride.
Wait, okay.
Give me some of that.
Give me it. Give me it. Me. No, but you actually yeah, yes he does. Okay,
no, you're not part of the podcast.
Relax.
You can't.
Just relax. So just read it.
I am not going to relax.
Cool Hair is our unofficial intern.
Okay.
Intern.
Okay. The thing about the thing about the Skype is that a lot of times people bail. Give us it first. Okay.
No.
Okay.
No, but let's talk about Skype in the wrap up because I have a place for that on the list.
Okay, we have like 10 minutes left.
I mean,
you know what? If you can't behave, you're not coming anymore.
No. Okay, no. I think no. Let's just talk about Skype now. You have to be reliable. You have to say, I will be that time, especially if you live in a different country or a different time zone.
That's why it's better to just kind of do it with people we know.
But you, no. I want to do, no. I would love to do it with my viewers because I love to know that someone loves me that doesn't even know me and doesn't even, haven't even seen my face before. Well, but no.
And
but then,
she says she's not full of herself.
No, but you have to be willing. Okay, we can work partially to your schedule, but you have to work more to our schedule because we do have... Because
we're more important than you.
Well, no.
Oh,
but,
stop.
Just kidding.
No,
just
but
kidding.
No, we have
I'm
to.
I'm just kidding.
We have to, but we have to, you know, plan it, and we're going to have to, like, you know, do all that kind of stuff. And, I mean, it's going to be harder if we have to work around your schedule.
No, I actually... Yeah, I have
can
some of that.
Can we please finish now?
Let me... Okay, so we're going to... finish up our mailbag, then do predictions, and then I'll wrap up.
I'm going to read the comments.
I want to read email 4.
No,
email
I
four.
Get to read one, remember?
You don't get to read anything.
Let him read.
You're seriously getting on my nerves.
Read email 4.
Now give it to us now.
No, let him read.
Okay, give it to us. Read email
4. Pick one, though. Wait.
Two.
Do it now.
Just read email 4. Read the question.
All right.
Email 4. And you might have
okay. Email 4. So I'm listening to your podcast where you're discussing the cast for the movie, and here's the cast in my head, who I want to be in the movie. Max. Honestly, just go to YouTube and type in Max Ride 566, and that's I saw that video, and she's my friend. She just got an email, and she's really weird and random, and is always reciting the lines from the books.
Wow,
dude,
who's that sound like?
I have no clue.
I wonder.
Dude, I forgot I'm emailing you from her account. Oh, that sucks. She acts really weird in the videos, and that's not really her. I think she should be Max. She's so dedicated to the books and everything she does. She wants to be an actress and all that. She's perfect for the part. Fang. There's this kid at my school who should be him. No actor can portray him as well as this person. Plus, Erica, my friend on YouTube, wouldn't mind all that mushy, gush emotion stuff between them and the books, if you get what I'm saying. Yeah. And a little smiley face with dots
that's
and stuff.
Funny.
Okay, so...
Oh, well, smiley face.
Okay, where am I? All right, Iggy. That guy that played James on Zoe 101
yeah,
show,
he's
I
hot.
Wait, who's James again? Oh yeah.
He's
okay.
Really hot.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. Yeah, I forget
it
his name.
Should be him.
Okay, Nudge. I can't remember who that is. The girl with the face and the skin. I don't know.
Oh,
what's his name? Dazzy, is it?
Yeah. Wait, let me stop. You know what? You.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, no. You.
Angel
usually...
Ellie Fanning.
That'd be a good one.
She would be really good. She's like
10
though.
Me and Arabia talked about that last time.
Wait, I'm not done.
Yeah, you are.
No comments.
No, you're not reading that one.
I'm reading
this. It's cool hair.
Okay.
You guys are so mean.
Guys, let's stop. We'll finish this up at the end because we have to get to the important
stuff. Yeah, we really have to hurry.
Okay.
What's the important stuff?
Podcast Alley.
No, we don't have internet connections, so.
Okay. Predictions for the next book.
Powers.
Powers.
They'll get powers.
Okay, you know
that's
what?
That's my prediction.
You know what? I read, if you guys haven't read the summary for the new book, it sounds kind of like this one. It's like, oh my god, Fang's gonna die, blah, blah, blah. And then everyone's commenting, don't die.
Just kidding. Cool hair. I wouldn't be talking if I were you.
I'm sorry, does anyone have the ability to, like, make fire and chuck it like an X-Men?
That is the coolest, sickest power ever. I would kill that power.
I killed some more with that.
Okay.
There is.
Spider-Man fireballs.
But it doesn't work on my computer because my computer isn't in the school network.
Can I finish now?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So, the first one, the Max one, M-A-X, the stupid title one, was, the summary was like, oh, she might not survive, blah, blah, blah. And then this one's Fang, and it's, like, another stupid title, but, you know, gotta deal with it. And so,
I don't hope he does I don't think it matters that much.
I don't think he'll kill him off.
No, I wonder if he'll kill anybody off. I wonder if he'll kill anybody off.
He should kill off Angel.
No.
No, he should. No, he should honestly kill
Gazzy.
No, he. No, because then it won't be any. Like nobody will have comedy. A problem. Like nobody. No comedy.
No.
There's no comedy when somebody dies.
No comedy without Gazzy. I mean,
he's not comedic though.
Well, no, with Izzy and Gazzy.
Izzy.
You know what would be an amazing thing? What if they kill off Gazzy and then Iggy gets depressed, thinks that it's their fault, leaves, becomes evil? Best idea ever.
Okay, let's keep on going with our... Okay.
What is next door?
Okay, evil powers.
No, evil people.
No.
That's like Bridget, evil powers.
Evil people. I swear to God, one of the people will become a spy. One of the, or an evil person.
It'll be Iggy. I think it will.
No, you know what? I think they'll probably make somebody important that's not important. Or, you know what? Actually, it'll probably be...
Max, the evil person.
It'll probably...
Oh!
It won't be her, because it's always told
it's
from the
through
side
her.
Of the people.
No, it'll probably be Nudge, because remember, she was gone in Facebook for a while.
Yeah, maybe she's reporting to the headquarters.
Or maybe she's a clone.
You spit.
Ew.
I'm eating gum. Of course I'm spitting.
Which I gave to her.
Okay, keep on going.
Wait, cool hair.
Yes, I took two, actually.
Jerk.
What now, cool hair?
I know!
I spent $3 on this. I almost missed my bus. My bus comes at like 10:30.
How about?
It was like 10:10 and I
my
was
bus
like
came at 10.
A mile and a half
yeah,
away.
Yeah, we came later today in school, just for people who don't know. But let's actually
normally
get back.
Normally my bus comes at 7. Isn't
let's
that
get
fun?
Back to the topic. No, we have to finish mailbag really quickly before we go back
can
to...
Can I say comments now?
No!
I want to do some of them.
You
we all have to read comments.
Sure.
You read
three
one.
Pieces left.
Okay, fine. From
you all took two.
No, I didn't.
You lost it. You took five, didn't you?
Cool hair, you're distracting us. And this isn't entertaining to our listeners.
Actually, it is. Arguing is always...
This is way better than the book. I'm sorry.
Hey!
It has nothing to do with the
okay.
book. But exactly. Seriously, cool hair, if you don't stop,
okay,
you can't
okay,
come anymore.
Okay, title. Serious. We know it's Fang, okay? Great. We don't even have to discuss the title. It's stupid, it's weird, it's ugly, it's...
It'll probably be the best book yet, because it seems like the better the title, the worse the book. So, the
yeah.
worse the title, the better
that's
the
book.
That's so, the cover of the book is probably just going to
be
a close-up
like,
of...
a guy, like, listening to his iPad and, like, slouching.
Yeah.
In a silhouette.
With Sam, like, some
no.
girl, like,
no, hi. You know what I should do? Since Halloween just passed, or a couple weeks ago, we should write a zombie Maximum Ride story.
Can
like,
you just
like
finish
Night of
the
Living
comments
Dead, but,
now?
No.
But with Maximum Ride.
No.
Yes, we should. And
no.
We can,
no way. Finish the comments.
Okay. Develop, if we have time.
No, not that.
Just okay, let's finish the comments. Okay, from Levi, because I just memorized this from the blog.
Hey, Mom,
hi.
You want me to just call?
Come you said her name.
Do you want me to just call my mom and ask her to pick us up?
No, I want to take the late
just the late bus.
I
okay,
like the late bus.
Guys, you have if you want me to read these, you have to shut
okay.
up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I want
to
read one.
I know.
Claire,
oh.
You're not a part of this.
Since when?
Hi. For this from Levi, by the way. I guess you consider
Levi?
Me a new listener, Levi.
You're in our class.
I know.
What Levi? Not Levi. No, this kid is from somewhere else. He's on Blogger.
Somewhere else.
Okay, keep going.
I guess you consider me a new. You could consider me a new listener. I stumbled across your podcast a little over a week ago.
Stumbled? How are you walking on iTunes?
That's not the
stop
point.
Stop laughing.
I'm hooked. You guys are hilarious. Thank you. And I'm definitely
oh,
looking for. Cool hair. You are destruction. You are
it's
now.
It's your fault. Her stupid backpack tripped me.
Well, it's not Jules' fault, it's you tripped. Oh, I tripped Queen Bee and Jim one time. It was so
why
amazing.
Why did I have a big bruise on my arm?
And
I
big... Oh, dude, I tabletopped Alec and
since okay. you're talking about tripping people, I was hugging my friend in the hall.
And
then
fell.
My
big surprise.
No. And my foot, like, went out and just got...
God. Back to Maximum Ride. Seriously.
I want to hear this.
He was walking behind me, and he, like, tripped, and he, like,
That's what happened to Queen Bee. Queen Bizzle. That's what happened to Queen Bee. I stuck it out, and she's like, and she landed on the ground, and luckily the gym floor is soft, so.
No, it's not. Yes, can you finish?
Okay. Okay, no school, or, it's about time you guys got out of school. I've been out for nearly 2 weeks. This was back in June, by the way.
Wow, nice. Thanks for making us feel bad.
No school means more episodes, right? No, apparently not. I hope you guys don't pull a Camp Bummercast.
Not anymore.
Nope, not anymore. Meaning make a couple episodes and then just stop altogether. Seriously, don't do that. I'll be heartbroken.
Oh, we're sorry.
Yep, sorry. Thank you.
Actually, like, question, do people actually listen to this entire thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like an hour long.
It's actually 50 minutes and 8 seconds right now.
Dude, I have like an attention span of a squirrel, I swear to God. I'm scared of something like boring.
Look, you're taking attention off Maximum Ride. Okay.
Gage, you know what? Oh.
Okay.
Cool hair.
You're pretty cool.
Don't do that. I'll be heartbroken. Or maybe not, but I will be sad for
about a
day
or
two.
Thanks.
But, well, how will you know?
Good.
Yeah. How will you ever know if we completely stop? But whatever. There may be excessive eating of ice cream during that period. Probably.
Okay.
To stop myself from rambling, I'll end here. Update soon. Please, bye.
No, okay, I don't want to read one. Because we're reading
it. Guys, we have 5 minutes until we have to leave.
Okay.
2 minutes.
Anonymous said.
That's true. Or we could just stay here until we're done.
I said my mom can pick us up.
Okay, I know you sent this about 12 to get 12.
Yeah, not you.
Cool. Anonymous said, I know you sent this about 12 days ago, but I have to respond. You were totally right. I really want more. It's commenting on the guy before.
Okay, cool hair. You cannot talk while Queen Bee is talking.
Okay, this is the comments. Shut up.
Well, I am religion, and I am proud of it.
Okay. Stop fighting over religions. Or
do you want my parents to come pick us up?
No, I
want
to go on the late bus. I love going on the late bus.
I like going on the late bus.
I hate the late bus.
I love the late bus. But okay.
Why? Who's on it today?
No one. But I love
it. High schoolers.
Yeah,
no,
that'll be fine.
Well, I'm going on the late bus. So it doesn't matter. But okay. Anonymous said, commenting on the other one. I know you said this about 12 days, but I have to respond. You are totally right. I really want more episodes. I really like your first sleep. Why not make more? It has been over 1 month since your last mini-sode and over two since your full last episode. I just want one more in between now and next in 2 months. That sounded like I was really mad, but I want to hear from you. Yes. Wait,
like
I want to comment on this.
Don't mind. We don't mind.
I want to comment on this.
We don't mind. Sorry.
Okay, first of all, yeah, thank you. Criticism is not bad. It actually helps us improve so that we, you know how.
I thought you were just saying you guys are awful, never podcast again.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
Yeah,
but
that's nice.
What I like about our podcast, I know this sounds very self-absorbent, is that, you
absorbent.
Know. Absorbent.
You absorbed.
Okay, I say self-absorbent.
We're self-absorbent.
No, I'm the SpongeBob. That's my new word, self-absorbent. Okay, I know it's so really, be quiet, cool hair. He said, oh, right then, but it's not self-absorbent. Tint. Okay. But I really like how our podcast, like, you know, a lot of podcasts is like, there's like, I know we have a list, but like, it's like, what I liked about the book. It was good. It was descriptive. But what we do is that we don't only want to tell you about the book and what we liked and what we enjoyed, but we also want to just talk for fun. Because, I mean, the thing is, like, you know, YouTube stars.
This is fun. We like
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And you know how, like, YouTube stars make vlogs? And, like, my sister was watching on my shoulder. She's like, what the heck are you watching? But if you watch the whole thing, or I guess in this case, listen, you actually realize it's funny. It's fun. It's exciting. You know, you never get bored.
You know, most
I really,
funny.
I really, really, really do hope that this isn't a bad episode because we're trying really hard to make it better than the other ones. Because
But the other ones are better.
Which other ones?
It doesn't have to be professional.
No, it doesn't have to be professional.
Okay, let's keep on going.
When I say other ones, I mean like episode one. And
but that one was good. Okay.
I didn't like that one, sorry.
Okay, this isn't
like anything.
It's anonymous. This has nothing to do with a particular post, but I wanted to suggest a song that reminds me of
Matt. Talk louder, and slower.
It's the Christina Aguilera song, Fighter. So, I love that song. Good song. Okay.
This wasn't, Jules, this is the comment.
Okay. Another comment said, hi, I know your first episode was ages ago, but what was the song at the beginning of it? Rock What You Got?
No, not that one. First episode, the very first episode?
Mm-hmm.
That was Stand in the Rain, Super Chick.
Stand in the Rain.
There were really good. Yeah, always.
Okay, blah.
This time we're gonna put, I think, I'm because I like the song, we're gonna put Mother We Just Can't Get Enough by the New Radicals.
But no, wait, isn't that copyright?
What?
Isn't that copyright?
If you only put a teensy bit, it's not copyright.
No, do the
issue.
Super chick, Anthem. You guys only put pop music. Do Anthem.
Anthem.
It's such a good song.
Wait, did I give you that song?
No, I heard it.
You bought it.
On Maker.
I don't
Maker
like Anthem.
It.
Yo.
Well, we're gonna do it my way this time because
you
I'm the editor.
Do pop?
No.
Don't stop believing.
No.
Why are we talking about
everyone in the country I've overheard?
Let's not talk about song anymore.
No. Okay, wait. This is the last like 3 minutes that we're gonna talk. Okay, the last.
Yeah,
six
this
minutes.
Is really the end, pretty much.
Yeah. So let's just talk about. Okay.
Wrap up. Give next date.
What's this possible interview with James Patterson?
Oh, that is something I will tell you about later, but right now it's confidential to our listeners.
Yeah,
so.
We don't know about that, so.
Yeah,
we
but
we
I
know you don't know.
May
sorry.
Be getting an interview with James Patterson, probably over Skype, because otherwise, if he came to town, we'd have to pay for his flight bill. So
which could not be.
Yeah, I can't afford that.
I'm not going to say our age.
We're poor teenagers, and we can't afford it.
We're not rich kids.
No.
At all.
Well,
why don't we ask albino hair?
Yes!
Albino hair, blondie boy.
No, albino hair. I'm going with albino hair.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's not that rich.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
They're leaving. We should probably leave.
If
no,
you,
bye!
No, comparatively. No, but let's finish our wrap-up before we leave, okay?
Oh, really?
Yeah, let's finish our wrap-up. Okay, give next dates. The next time will be December 9th.
Should we
9th?
Do it every 2 weeks or to every...
We'll do every 2 weeks.
Every week.
Well, because I miss stuff when I'm here on Wednesdays, though.
What do you miss?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
I realized that I'm free on Wednesdays.
You decided that you're free on Wednesdays.
Well, I kind of had to quit something,
but
it's okay.
Okay.
Because I have like 4 classes.
So it depends. That. I'll check, but the next time we'll definitely have one is December 9th.
I'll be there.
No, you
yeah,
won't.
Yeah, yeah, cool, no.
No, Hoover is not coming.
Who votes in favor?
No, guys, seriously,
wait,
please. We'll have a different person.
Yeah, different
person.
How do you guys feel?
We have guest stars every once in a while, but not every
if
time.
If I read the book and not be like...
Yeah, yeah, if you read the book, yeah.
How do you guys feel about having guests on? Just comment and tell us.
Every once in a while, not like every time.
Or no. Do you want it every once in a while?
Cool hair, please comment on that.
No, nobody likes cool hair. Cool hair should go die the hole.
And his baggy jersey.
Cool hair can go sit in a hole and die for all I care.
Did you just say that?
Yes.
Did you? You know what? Let's end this podcast before I beat you up online.
I'm just kidding. No, you can't beat me up. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I can. I have muscles.
Okay, back to the topic before we really have to go in a minute because we're going to completely lose our heads. Okay, I am thing. If you go to our blog website, maxawesomeness.blogspot.com, there is a chat thing, and we'll find a way to be online, and then you can chat with us while we're there.
If there's anyone actually listening to us.
Well, yeah, if you decide. If they're available.
I swear to God, I'll go on more often if I know that there are people actually, like, they check every, like, for me, I
yeah,
check
like
the YouTube.
500 something downloads and 50 subscribers. Thanks, you guys.
That's good.
That's really good for first time.
Wow,
so you don't be hating, girl.
Yeah,
don't be hating.
Don't be hating on what you don't got.
Okay, don't try to be.
Don't try to be
ghetto.
Actually,
don't try to be like Queen Bee.
You cool always hair. Do that.
But don't
in
be
like
hating.
In the middle of Matt,
don't
you'll
be
say something
what
really
you
ghetto.
Don't got.
Like, what are you talking about?
Okay, back to the subject again.
Chicken wings.
Skype.
Suck it up, vegetarians.
We don't mind you
okay,
at all either.
I have to respect vegetarians because me and my friend, blonde girl.
No, it was highlight girl in the first episode. But
oh, yeah.
No,
let's just call people
her.
What they really are,
okay.
To be honest.
My friend, Emily.
Oh.
My friend, Emily, she, we tried to be,
deep voice
we tried to be vegetarians for a day.
Oh,
and
yeah,
she she lost by the time, we started at 1:15. She lost at 4:30 and I lost at 5. So
Jules
I
does a lot of those. Jules loses a lot of these kind of competitions.
I didn't lose. I won.
Remember the sticker thing with Josie? You lost that too.
Yeah, but I won the thing with John.
What? What did you do with John?
Okay,
he said that everyone.
I'm gonna end
die.
This episode before they all lose. They lose their minds. So. Thank you for listening to Camp Bummercast.
No, you mean Maximum.
I mean Maximum Awesomeness. This was very enjoyable to listen to all of you people. I mean, listen to us talk about. It's not Hobo Joe.
Cool hair. If you're gonna talk, don't interrupt us because that's what you've been doing the whole time.
Yeah, you know what? Okay. I'm gonna end this.
That's why I said you know what? In a hole, maybe.
Don't end it until we get to an hour exactly.
Okay, wait. Do I press this button?
Well,
she's pointing at a button.
Ready?
She's pointing at a button to end the recording, okay.
Well, what I would like to thank you all. I would like to thank my mother and my father for supporting us. I'd like to thank Cool Hair for being here and enjoying
the Nobel Prize.
I'd like to thank my teacher for letting us use his classroom.
Mr. McCloud, clap for him.
Yay!
Oh, I forgot. We have sound effects.
Yeah.
No.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
We have sound effects right now, so
can
just
beep,
so
it's not ended.
So Mr. McCloud, and then we'll put in the applause.
Well, I would like to thank my sister for being annoying.
Thanks.
No, you have 4 seconds.
Okay. I would like to thank all the people that I used.
We gotta feel it.